News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Donald Trump will be inaugurated as the 47th president of the United States on Monday, in addition to being the 45th, of course, from 2017 to 2021. Earlier on, we caught up with Stephen Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation and former senior economic advisor to the Trump 2024 campaign, and asked him what Donald Trump's second term might look like.
It's going to be pretty diametrically opposite. I mean, you couldn't pick two presidents that are more opposed in philosophy than Joe Biden and then Donald Trump. And so Trump will reverse a lot of the Biden decisions. You know, Trump is going to really, truly, in terms of our international agreements, in terms of our trade policy, in terms of our energy policy and fiscal policy, it will really be aimed towards making, putting the American economy first and putting American workers first. You know, one of the things that really decided this election and really caused so many Democratic voters to go with Donald Trump is people are very upset in the U.S., all over the country, about rising prices of everything from food to eggs to gasoline prices to insurance and utility bills. And so Trump really needs to make sure that he holds prices steady and hopefully brings them down for things like gasoline. We'll be doing a lot more drilling for our energy. There'll be a lot less emphasis on green energy and a more emphasis on nuclear power and oil and gas and coal, the kinds of energy that we have so much of. And on the foreign policy front, in terms of international relations, you know, we want a friendly relationship with every country, but Trump is going to ensure that we're, you know, getting good deals when we negotiate, whether it's trade deals or financial aid deals with other countries. Joe Biden will unfortunately write off in the history books as probably one of our worst presidents in modern times. But a new era is beginning. And, Donald Trump was pretty successful on the economy his first term. That's why I think Americans are giving a second chance on a second term.
And that was Stephen Moore, their former senior economic advisor to the Trump 2024 campaign. And I'm also joined by Larry Donnelly, University of Galway law lecturer and political columnist with The Journal. Good morning to you, Larry. A new sheriff in town. How do you view the likely winds of change coming in Donald Trump's presidency, which starts, of course, on Monday?
Well, like all Americans, I mean, I think we have to be hopeful that things will go in a better direction. But I'm intrigued by some of the comments just made in the sense that one of the main reasons why Trump won the election was Americans are absolutely dismayed by the cost of living increases and rapid inflation, et cetera. And although it was pointed out that the drill baby drill agenda may, make the prices of petrol a little bit cheaper, it's interesting that we haven't heard any specifics whatsoever from the Trump administration or his allies about how they are going to alleviate the rising cost of living. Indeed, it's on the rise again. And the issue politically here is that an awful lot of Americans took a chance on Trump because they believe that he can do these things. If he doesn't do so, and if he doesn't do so quickly, he's going to come under serious pressure because don't forget, the midterms are coming up very, very quickly.
Yeah, and inflation is an issue for the ordinary American. Lots of people obviously not happy that Donald Trump was elected the 47th president. Yet in this past number of days, we've seen a ceasefire occur in the Middle East, which many people, including one of our guests yesterday, who is a special envoy to the Foreign Affairs Department in Israel, saying that the only reason that ceasefire was achieved is the incoming president Trump's, influence. Could it be that Trump actually will be a force for good, do you think, in the world over the next 4 years?
Well, again, I think we need to put partisanship aside on this one and hope that he is. And I do believe that Donald Trump's impending inauguration certainly accelerated things in terms of negotiations and getting a ceasefire. And that's largely because both sides know that one thing about Donald Trump is certain. He has absolutely no use or taste for war. He thinks it's a waste of time. It's counterproductive. And he was going to use every tool at his disposal to get rid of it and to make this go away. And I suspect he'll try to do the same in Ukraine, although that may be more complicated in some respects. But I should also say that I think it's a mistake not to give the Biden administration any credit. I mean, they've been laboring long and hard to try to get some sort of resolution here, and taking a lot of criticism from people on both sides all over the world for their efforts. But I do have to think the likes of Anthony Blinken and others, that they did play some role in getting people to the table and getting this apparently done, although we're still not 100% sure, but we're in a better state than we were just a couple of weeks ago. And obviously, with the suffering of the Palestinian people, we all want this to come to an end quickly.
Of course. Lastly, Larry, what did you make of Joe Biden's speech from the Oval Office talking about the oligarchs taking control?
Look, there's nothing in the speech that he said that I disagree with. We can debate whether he is somewhat to blame for letting these oligarchs come to power. But the reality is, and it gives me no pleasure to say it, Joe Biden is leaving public life under a cloud. Most Republicans are delighted he's gone because they think his presidency was a failure. And most Democrats hold him responsible for Donald Trump returning to the White House.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Larry. That's Larry Donnelly there, University of Galway law lecturer and political columnist with The Journal.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.